to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. The story goes that the deeper south you go, the friendlier the people become. So, moving here a year ago, I was well prepared for the onslaught of yes ma'ams and chivalrous men who insist that you walk through that revolving door first. And when I first heard about cotillions, promenades, and etiquette schools in Charlotte that teach your kids the proper way to sit and clap, I didn't think much of it. I mean, okay, well, I'm in the South. I guess that's normal. And turns out, these schools are actually kind of cool. Not only that, but the institutions that have sprung up to preserve the Southern way of life, with this emphasis on manners, etiquette, and presentation, also have a rich history in the region.
I do think it's more of a tradition from the South, but I think that it has expanded out a lot more over the past probably 20 to 30 years.
That's Benay Patterson, director of the National League of Junior Cotillions for North Mecklenburg. In case you have no idea what a cotillion is, it's a ballroom dance that has its origins in France, made its way to England, and finally to America in the late 1700s. It's in the same tradition of debutante balls. A long time ago, it was a way of telling the world that your daughter is on the market and ready for marriage. Here's how it's marketed today by the National League of Junior Cotillions.
The program is much more than an opportunity for parents to properly introduce their daughters to society. It is a time to focus on the true measure of success for a young woman.
The founders of the Junior Cotillion are from Gastonia, and they are Mr. and Mrs. Winters.
That's Charles Anthony and Ann Colvin Winters. Mrs. Winters passed away in 2009. She helped start the first national chapter in Gastonia, North Carolina, in 1979. And since then, Charlotte has become the national headquarters for the National League of Junior Cotillions. Directors from all over the country fly into Charlotte every year to get licensed, trained, and learn the newest ballroom dance steps. At the Burkdale Golf Club in Huntersville, Patterson is teaching 6th and 7th graders all about good posture.
Hi, I'm Nicholas.
Hi, I'm Mallory.
All right, nice job, guys. Okay, gentlemen, before you sit down, I want you to extend your left hand and sink with landing properly.
Mallory Vance is 12 years old. She's a 7th grader at Bailey Middle School. Like the rest of the girls, she's wearing white gloves and a floral dress.
My mom thought that we needed a little bit more manners, so she had to take the class. I don't know, like, most of my friends have equal manners as me.
And Nicholas Patterson, who's also 12, is sharply dressed in a black blazer. He says he's here because it's fun. But also, well, his mom's a director. Susan Armstead, retired director of the Junior Cotillion of Greater Charlotte, says there's a particular challenge to working with middle school kids.
You know, when you've got a bunch of 6th graders sitting in a room hearing about manners, can you just imagine how boring that is? You know, it's kind of not the most fun thing to hear about.
So there are plenty of sports metaphors to keep the boys interested, a Taylor Swift soundtrack in the background to keep the girls happy, and some classics.
We're going to walk to the right. 1, 2, 3. Back. 1, 2, 3. Back. Boogie, boogie, front, back, turn around. Everybody got it? All right, let's back. You are ready for the music.
Armstead first became a cotillion director 12 years ago. How would you grade Charlatans?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Uh-huh.
I would say 10 years ago, I would have given us an 8. I would say today, I'm giving us more like a 6. I just wish we could get more manly. I just feel like this world with technology is just, kids aren't going to be able to write a sentence. I make them write me thank you notes every year. And I got home and I got picked up a thank you note to read it. And it was TX, letter U, number 4, and I don't even know what the rest of it stood for. It never occurred to me that I had to say, we're not texting thank you notes.
One of her biggest pet peeves is when she's at a restaurant and people are looking at their phones instead of at each other. UNC Charlotte history professor Karen Cox feels the same way.
If you look at photographs of campus at UNC Charlotte, even 15 years ago, you would just see, you know, how they have these shots of a campus with students just walking and carrying books. If you were to take the same photograph from the same place, those people would have their heads down looking at their phones.
Technology has been disruptive. She studies Southern history and culture, and she laughed when I told her about my hypothesis that Charlottians are more mannerly. And Southern hospitality, forget about it. Not a real thing.
What do you think Southern etiquette is? I'm sorry.
Etiquette is not, like, limited to any one region. So I wouldn't know if there was, like, a Southern etiquette. The thing that people often comment on about the South is Southern hospitality, which is not about etiquette. It's about being welcoming and feeding your guests and taking that time with one another, etc. When the DNC came to town, there was lots of talk about Southern hospitality, which to me is just some veneer of something that people like to say, we're going to show this. And to me, it's just hospitality, and you happen to be in the South. You could have the same experience, you know, in Maine.
But Southern hospitality used to be a real thing, courtesy of a couple of characteristics. The South, for a long time, was always more agricultural than industrial, and it's associated with plantation culture, which thrived on slave labor.
People of means would have people come, and their guests would stay with them in these big houses for, like, weeks at a time. That's what being hospitable was. You could, if you went to visit someone, you would, like, stay with them at their home in one of these big, you know, the big house on the plantation. And what made it possible to be hospitable was slave labor, because they weren't having to do the cooking and the cleaning, and, you know, it was their slaves that made that possible. And so today, you don't have that, you know, so it's like this code word for something special that you're going to get if you come to the South. You know, people like to use it, I think, and, you know, it's sort of like the South brand. Part of its, like, brand and its identity is associated with hospitality.
And where do these cotillions fit in?
That's related to that whole culture of debuting in society, and I guess learning that from an early age on up. That's really, like, something that tends to be associated with white elites. That's about people with money, you know, who want to showcase their wealth through their children. It has this long history, right? So of women, you know, from elite families in the South who debut to society. And so this is just an evolution of that idea to today.
Directors and parents who send their kids to cotillions, of course, have a different take on this. Parents I spoke to say they're thinking about college admissions interviews, job interviews, and middle school dances. The cotillion classes cost about $600 a year for a year's worth of classes, dinner, and two grand formals. Interviews aside, for now, the biggest hurdle is eye contact. An older student works with one of the boys to try to coax him into looking at her while they dance the foxtrot.
Guys, don't get confused. Look up at your partner.
Look at her face. Look in the eyes. They're coming.
This is Tasneem Shama for A Trifling Place.